Yes.
Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, the unworthy servants here gathered together in their name, do most humbly beseech thee to send them their heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be for the glory of their blessed name.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is past 10. I move that we suspend SO52 to commend the business of this house.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO52 be suspended so that the business of the house may commence. It's been past 10. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13th July 2017.
Honorable members, we'll go to the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13th July 2017. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. And page 6. There have been no amendments or corrections. Will somebody move for the adoption of the voter proceedings for 13th July 2017?
Speaker, I so move.
Any seconder?
I so second.
It has been moved and seconded that the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13th July 2017 be adopted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 13th July 2017 has been adopted. Laying of papers. A, the Minister of Local Government.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table of this Honorable House the following documents. The Tonkolele District Council Establishment Order 2017, the Local Government Act 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 63 of 2017. The Podloko City Council Establishment Order 2017, the Local Government Act of 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 64 of 2017. The Pujaun District Council Establishment Order 2017, the Local Government Act 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 65 of 2017. The Podloko District Council Establishment Order 2017, Local Government Act of 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 66 of 2017. The Koinadugu District Council Establishment Order 2017. The Local Government Act 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 67 of 2017. The Kailaun District Council Establishment Order 2017. The Local Government Act 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 68 of 2017. The Falaba District Council Establishment Order 2017. The Local Government Act 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 69 of 2017. 69 of 2017. The Bombali District Council Establishment Order 2017. The Local Government Act 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 70 of 2017. The Bo District Council Establishment Order 2017, the Local Government Act 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 71 of 2017. The Karine District Council Establishment Order 2017. The Local Government Act of 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 72 of 2017. The Cambia District Council Establishment Order 2017. The Local Government Act of 2004, Statutory Instrument Number 73 of 2017.
B, the Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
Mr. Speaker, honourable members, I beg to lay on the table of this honourable House the following agreements. Supplementary Protocol of Agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the African Development Fund. Supplementary Grant for the Three Towns Water Supply and Sanitation Project. Two, Supplementary Protocol of Agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the African Development Bank on behalf the African Development Fund, on behalf of the Transition Support Facility, supplementary grant for the Three Towns Water Supply and Sanitation Project.
Yes, I'm sit down. Until the minister has resumed his seat. Yes, I am.
See the Attorney General and Minister of Justice.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table the following annual report. A, National Commission for Social Action, NACSA, annual report 2016. B, National Electoral Commission, NEC, Sierra Leone annual report 2016.
Government motion. The Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
Honourable Speaker, Members of Parliament, be it resolved that this Honourable House ratify the following agreement which was laid on the table of the House on Thursday, 13th July 2017. Financing Agreement, Productivity and Transparency Support Credit between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Development Association. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, you may wish to know that this operation is the first of a programmatic series of three development policy financing. Which will support the implementation of the country's third poverty reduction strategy, That is the agenda for prosperity and the president's Ebola recovery priorities. The program will cover 6 policy areas, namely agriculture and land, fisheries, energy, education, procurement, and asset disclosure. The program will focus on a limited number of transformational structural reforms included in the agenda for prosperity and geared to unlocking inclusive growth. The series shifts focus from traditional public financial management type of reforms, which are already supported by donors, such as the European Union, DFID, the African Development Bank Group, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, some of the expected benefits of this operation are increased productivity in selected economic sectors and improved transparency and accountability in selected government decision-making processes. Of course, the targeted beneficiaries are all of us, that is the people of Sierra Leone. Honourable members, you may wish to recall that the implementation of the Agenda for Prosperity was disrupted by the Ebola outbreak that temporarily shifted the country's priority towards health and social protection. Therefore, there is a need for this operation to refocus on inclusive growth. The principal of the credit will be repaid in equal semi-annual installments over a period of 32 years, after a grace period of 6 years, commencing from the date of this agreement. The service charge, on the other hand, payable by government, is on the withdrawn credit balance and shall be equal to 3/4% per annum. Equally so, the maximum commitment charge payable by the government on the withdrawn financing balance shall be 0.5% per annum. Mr. Speaker, honourable members, in view of the fact that this financing agreement will support the national budget, I entreat you, honourable members, to ratify the financing agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the IDA dated July 7, 2017, that was laid on the table of this honourable house on the 18th of July. In this connection, be it resolved that this Honourable House ratify the following agreement, which was laid on the table of the House on Thursday, 13 July 2017. That is the Financing Agreement Productivity and Transparency Support Credit between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Development Association. I thank you.
Honourable members, the question is that this Honourable House ratify the following agreement, which was laid on the table of the House on Thursday, 13 July 2017, to wit, Financing Agreement, Productivity and Transparency Support Credit between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Development Association. Yes, Honourable Abiyakad.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. The Mr. Speaker, honorable members, here again today we have before us another agreement for the purposes of ensuring that we address the issues relating to the beefing up of the national economy. We are aware of the fact that because the Ministry of Finance and indeed the government of Sierra Leone has continued to address those issues that are consistent with proper management of resources, this could only be the reason why international organizations like the IDA continue to give support to this country. We agree that over the recent months, in fact, over the recent years, we had been hit very, very hard by Ebola and other factors relating to the economy. We need not overstate the point, Mr. Speaker, that this agreement is useful, not only because when we put all the points together relating to the beefing up of our national economy, we also took into consideration and will continue to take into consideration the fact that even the collapse of the cost of iron ore, which was helping us in managing the economy, also went down dramatically. Today, we have this agreement here, and this agreement, Mr. Speaker, I agree, is non-controversial. It is very, very clear that we need the resources. The agreement is on time, and the agreement is acceptable by many, I'm sure, Mr. Speaker. Again, what is also important is the fact that the Ministry of Finance has continued to address those issues that have to do with an economy that was going through austerity. Because we are going through austerity, it makes great sense for us to continue to address those issues and to be partners of international organizations so that we can address those issues that must be addressed to ensure that we beef up the economy once more. I have no doubt, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, that the government of Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma is very determined to ensure that the economy is beefed up. But of course, we also know that a partnership with international organizations must be seen as a very important component in beefing up the economy of this country. And this explains why I agree with Mr. Minister that this agreement itself makes great sense to ensure that we continue to beef up the economy. He has said that, and this is quite clear, that we are going to pay back in a manner that is acceptable. It's a credit, the manner that is acceptable, and I do not see any controversy there. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this agreement, like I've already said, is not controversial. This agreement makes lots of sense. This agreement is coming at a time when we need this agreement to beef up the national economy. I also would say, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, that the Ministry of Finance has made great sense in ensuring that they append their signature to this agreement. So, Mr. Speaker, the ratification of this agreement must be seen as one more step in ensuring that we continue to generate our income, beef up our income, and also make sure that the economy itself comes back to an even keel. To us, it's important. So, Mr. Speaker, like I said, without wasting more time, this agreement and its ratification are most, most necessary. I therefore plead with colleagues that we all ratify this agreement. It's very important that we ratify it because it makes great sense and it is in the interest of beefing up the national economy. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
For the radio.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I will cue from the last speaker. He has said the agreement itself is non-controversial. I like the agreement. I have always paid attention to the conditionalities of paying back these loans. We are going to pay 3/4 of 1% minimum, fine agreement. We are going to pay 0.5% on the principal amount that we have withdrawn, fine agreement. My concern has always been in this house that we need to reverse the trend. What do I mean? Many a times, onto this agreement we are trying to ratify is members of parliament are only involved to come and ratify. They will never cross the T's, they will never dot the I's. I am saying, when the idea of going in to seek out these loans are conceived, members of parliament should be part of that negotiations. It is that time that members of parliament will have the opportunity to cross the T's and dot the I's. I give you an example. We have ratified, I think a month or two ago, we ratified an agreement. To me, I was stuck. I did not say a word in this house because I was confused. The government of Sierra Leone went out in that particular agreement. It was a loan. This loan, that means we are going to repay over a period of time. They came home, they are going to give out that loan as gratis to multinational companies. I said I was confused. For instance, we have those big multinational companies like ADAX. You contract loans on behalf of the people of Sierra Leone. Then that portion of the loan you give gratis. Who is going to pay that loan for a multinational? You saw the part two of the agreement that was ratified in this house. They contracted the same loan, another phase two of that loan. They brought home, and yet they say they are going to give loans to SMEs, small people. If government was anything very serious about that loan, I thought the SMEs, small boys, small people who were doing business, we are the people they should have given gratis, not multinational companies. And yet, give to those multinational companies loans is the reverse. At that mature point in time, Parliament couldn't have done anything otherwise. It is either in wholesomely you agree or you reject. It was a fine loan in theory. But when you look at the rationale behind it, giving to multinational who are very okay, but you give them gratis. But when you come to develop the smallholders, then you say it's a loan. I'm confused. So therefore, it is against that backdrop that I'm saying in future, they give Parliament the opportunity to be part of that negotiation so that we can cross the T's and dot the I's. Because when those loans come to this Parliament, you can either, like I said, accept wholesomely, or you reject them wholesomely. But like I said, this one is good, it's nice, and let me say, like I cue from the my elder brother, the Honorable from Bombali, the economy is sick. We need more support to vamp, or if not revamp, the economy. The more reason I'm very happy today we're coming to ratify a very gentleman who has what it takes to move the economy. And I'm coming, gentlemen, honorable members. The more reason I'm here to give a support, because I'm looking at brains that can move the economy of Sierra Leone. We are looking for partnership, we are looking for individuals, we are looking for institutions that can move the economy of Sierra Leone. And therefore, I am asking colleague honorable members that this is a non-controversial agreement. we need to ratify.
Yes, Al Hassan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Anne.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have before us a very fine agreement, as stated by the honorable member from Bambali, an agreement that will strengthen the macroeconomic policy frameworks of this country, an agreement that will help mobilize resources and support some very key sectors of the government. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, if there has ever been a time that the small and medium enterprises have been supported in this country, I think this is the best of all those times. The very establishment of the small medium enterprises and the act being legislative in this very parliament is a testament that this government is very, very serious in supporting the least of the least of Sierra Leone. So to say that, as the honorable member from Bo stated, that these small, medium enterprises should be given grants or gratis, it has been the pattern of this government in the past. If you go down to the streets of Abacha, the streets of Freetown, you go to Abacha Street, you go to those Malamatomo Street, most of these business women and business groups have been financed by this government, have been given loans and grants by this government. So for us, as a government, we have at the very heart of our effort the least of all people that voted for this APC government and Dr. Anes Baikoroma, and we shall continue to do so. Mr. Speaker, honorable member, let me come to this agreement proper. In Schedule 1, projects and actions, it's clearly stated the ministries that are going to benefit. Page 5. Under actions taken under the program, it's clearly stated agriculture, fisheries, lands, energy, education. These are the things that strengthen and moves our country to the positive direction that we all desire. So this agreement is coming to this house at the right time. At the right time that we think we need more resources. At a time that the people of this country are looking for more goodies from the government. And so by us having a very generous agreement and loan is something that we should all be happy about. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I urge colleagues to ratify this agreement. Thank you.
Aaron.
Thank you very much, Mr. Honorable Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I rise to support this very fine agreement that is here before us for ratification. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this agreement is indeed unprecedented in the history of this country, in the sense At a time like this, in the history of our country, it is hard to see the international community bestowing confidence on a government when it is barely less than a year to general elections. We have seen times in this country whereby government is putting so much pressure on NRA, on NASIT, bringing them to collapse because they've lost confidence of the international community. But seeing an agreement that is providing support to a government, this is a clear manifestation, or this is a clear testimony that the economy of this country has been handled with prudence and with great care by the Minister of Finance and Economic Cooperation, and Economic Minister of Finance. And yeah, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the main areas that this agreement seeks to address are very much pivotal to the development of this country. I am very much concerned, one, with agriculture. We all know very much well that there is only a country that can easily stimulate growth when it is unable to increase on its exports. And agriculture has that potential to ensure that we produce what we eat, and if possible, the excesses when exported will earn us foreign reserve, which will in no little way reduce the pressure our foreign reserve, our foreign exchange is facing as a country. So having an agreement that has to do directly towards supporting the agricultural sector, the sector that has the potential to stimulate other growth or other sectors within the economy, I'm sure it is imperative on all of us here as members of parliament, owing to the fact that 70% of our constituents are in the agricultural sector. I see it imperative on us that will support the ratification of this agreement. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this agreement should serve as a clear message to all of us here that His Excellency Dr. Nesbe Kuma has handled this country with care, with diligence, so a way that he continues to earn the respect of the international community. And I'm sure our colleagues from the other side should be worried, because they thought at a time like this would have lost the confidence from the international community. Yes. All right, Mr. Speaker.
Aaron, that is most unnecessary. It's most unnecessary.
I will know, Mr. Speaker. But the fact remains, my colleague from Bo said the economy was sick, or the economy is sick. We are happy when something is sick, it has the potential for it to be cured. And that is why this agreement is here, to ensure. But we have seen in 2000 and before 2007, our economy was dead. It has no potential for it to be cured. All we had was to bury it and give back to a new economy, which is always sick, that do not have any potential for it to be dead, like they killed our economy in 2007. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to implore colleague members of parliament to speedily ratify this agreement for the continued support in the programs of this country. Thank you very much.
Mr. Minister, we have to reply. I am not unaware of that. I have just heard. That is the ruling of the speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Deputy. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to thank this House for this I'm waiting for you.
Mr. Minister, go on.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the House for this ringing endorsement of this agreement. Of course, one issue was raised by Honorable Rado, and that's the inclusion of Parliament in the negotiations. Number one, I want to remind members that the total value of this agreement is $30 million, of which $22 million is in the form of grant, and the balance $8 million is a credit. So, the conditions you see in this document are standard conditions of the World Bank. They are highly, highly concessional, and we are always, as a ministry, guided by these conditions whenever we go to negotiate bilateral loans. Such loans should fall within the concessional conditions of the IMF and the World Bank. Of course, Honorable Rado is talking about including Parliament in the negotiations. I just want to remind the Honorable House that there are certain conditions for the effectiveness of either a loan or agreement which have to be adhered to. And one of these conditions is the ratification of the grant or the loan. So by bringing this document to Parliament is more or less tantamount to having the views of Parliament on the grant or the loan. This grant or loan can never become effective without having the endorsement of Parliament. Over and above that, we have another procedure of submitting it to Cabinet and also having legal opinion on the matter. So we don't see it too necessary to have in the delegation of government representation for Parliament, because we know at the end of the day you have a shot at the agreement. With that explanation, and with you having endorsed the agreement, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker, honourable members, be it resolved that the Honourable House ratify the following agreement, which was laid on the table of the House on Thursday, 13th July 2017. Financing agreement, productivity and transparency support credit between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Development Association. I thank you.
Mr. Minister, with respect to you, I am not comfortable with the reply that you've given to the concern of the Honorable Fodi Rado. I'm sure you did understand what he was trying to say, that it will be necessary for Parliament to be involved. It may not be all the time, but at some times. It may not be all the time. If you want to stand by what you have said, then Parliament is have the right to reject any agreement here. Parliament does reserve the right to reject any of such agreements. Members will simply say, we are not involved.
Can I reply?
But I will let you off simply because of one very important consideration. And I'm sure, Mr. Minister, you know it. Yes, it was my senior in university. And in our days, sit down, Mr. Minister.
No.
In our days at Frabe, College Dado, believe in me, who was SBB Dubuya to talk to him? Who was my senior? Never! Never! It was not so in your own days, Dado. Yes, the paradox. I always talk about the paradox of life, right? It's one of the paradoxes of life, really. Today, yes. No, not the first time. Really, not the first time. Not the first time. Really. Oh, my senior, yes, not the first time. Yes, this is because most of the time they are my juniors. Yes. Honorable members, the question is that this Honorable House ratified the following agreement, which was laid on the table of the House on Thursday, 13 July 2017. Namely, financing agreement, productivity and transparency support credit between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Development Association, dated 13th July 2017. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Government motion by the Minister of Finance and Economic Development has been ratified. Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service. Proposal Honorable Hassan B. Sherif. Second Honorable Komba E. Kwedioma.
Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, the 8th report of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service on Parliamentary Vetting of Presidential Nominations. 1. Introduction. Mr. Ambassador and Right Honorable Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, sorry, on SO 34. On the other paper, we have the 9th report.
Oh.
So it has to be corrected.
Oh, that's right. Can we do the necessary correction here? You should read 9th report instead of 8. I'll say that again. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, the 9th report of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service on Parliamentary Vetting of Presidential Nominations. 1. Introduction. Mr. Ambassador and the Right Honorable Speaker, Honorable Members, the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service met on Wednesday, 5th July 2017 and interviewed one presidential nominee for appointment as Governor, Bank of Sierra Leone. 2. Procedure. The committee conducted hearing within its set framework of procedures. The nominee was interviewed on issues pertaining to his educational background to ensure that he has the relevant education and necessary backup experience to man the position of Governor, Bank of Sierra Leone. Further probing questions put to the nominee covered wide-ranging issues relating to his track records in the banking financial sector and other pertinent work situations as the case may be, declared assets, tax obligations, and his vision for a nationally productive tenure as governor, Bank of Sierra Leone. Issues of unsuitability or otherwise were also closely looked into. 3. 10th sitting of the committee on Wednesday, 5th July 2017. The following nominee was interviewed on oath. 1. Dr. Patrick Saidu Conte, proposed Governor, Bank of Sierra Leone.
Dr. Saido, Patrick Saido Konte has a wealth of experience of over 20 years in finance, covering both the private and the public sectors. He has an intricate knowledge of financial systems at local, regional, and international levels. Dr. Patrick Saido Konte is currently the Minister of State for Fiscal Affairs.
Sorry, Mr. Leader, Acting Leader, can you begin again? Dr. Patrick, begin from there.
Dr. Patrick Saido Konte has a wealth of experience of for over 20 years in finance.
No, he said of, which is correct. It's of. Not before. So it is of. Four on the paper. So second four, four is wrong. It is of.
Has a wealth of experience
of
over 20 years in finance, covering both the private and public sectors. He has an intricate knowledge of financial system at local, regional, and international levels. Dr. Patrick Saido Konte is currently the Minister of State for Fiscal Affairs and the Minister of Finance and Economic Development. He was recently part of a government team that negotiated the latest IMF Extended Credit Facility Program for Sierra Leone. Dr. Patrick Saido Konte also doubles as the alternate executive director at the African Development Bank, representing Sierra Leone, Liberia, Ghana, Sudan, and the Gambia. He had previously served as a banking official at the Sierra Leone Commercial Bank from 1996 to April 2014, where he attained the position of deputy managing director. Reacting to the assertion that he will be a homegrown governor of the Bank of Sierra Leone if approved by the House, Dr. Patrick Konte admitted that he was indeed homegrown because he had essentially come into banking as his first job after graduating from university in 1996. Quote, I have been in banking for almost 18 years, during the course of which I obtained local, regional, and international experiences. I am homegrown with exposure and experience that transcends Sierra Leone. Quote close, he said. Responding to further probing questions about his knowledge of the economy of Sierra Leone, Dr. Konte said, quote, I do have knowledge and an understanding of how the economy of Sierra Leone works, and by extension, the regional economies and the world economy. But the fact of the matter at this level is an entirely different ballgame. Being a commercial banker, your understanding of the economy is quite different from what is required of a governor of the Bank of Sierra Leone. The knowledge and experience I have gathered in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development for the last 18 months has assured me that knowledge of commercial banking only constitutes about a third of what a bank governor needs to do
only,
his work.
Mr. Leader, knowledge of commercial banking only
constitutes.
There should be an S, third person.
Constitutes.
S.
Yes.
Third person, please.
Please add the letter S, constitutes, about a third of what a bank governor needs to do his work. The knowledge required of a central bank governor is far beyond commercial banking. I believe it entails other things that include economic policies, fiscal issues, monetary issues, and the management of foreign reserves, of which I am not in short supply. Quote close, he said. Dr. Patrick Konte viewed his nomination as a blessing. Quote, I am blessed that God has moved His Excellency the President to call me for national service. I feel blessed because there are many qualified people out there praying for such an opportunity. I also viewed my nomination as a challenge that I'm prepared to face on. I came from the commercial bank sector with a fair level of experience. I have been in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development for almost 18 months as Minister of State in charge of fiscal operations, which put me at the center of government economic management. So if I obtain the blessing of approval of this Honorable House, I'll be taking up office as Governor, Bank of Sierra Leone, with the knowledge of what the issues are and the challenges thereto. The fact of the matter is that for the economy of this country to make progress, very tough decisions will have to be made in addition to those already taken in the last 18 months, quote close, he said. Outlining his strategies for reducing the foreign exchange rate and the high bank rate, Dr. Patrick Conte said, quote, a few more tough decisions will have to be taken. The fact of the matter is that we have to start building on businesses locally. We have to grow the economy of this country internally. Sierra Leone is mainly import-driven. This means that all the revenue collected goes to pay for imported goods. What we need is the reverse. Quote close. Dr. Conte opined that Sierra Leone must invest in agriculture and marine exports to bring in the much-needed foreign exchange earnings required to achieve a balance of payment, pay our external debt, and create stability of the local currency. Stability in the local currency, he said, will mean that more businesses are thriving and government could collect more tax revenue. What we have witnessed in the last 18 months is an upsurge in interest rates. So until we reach a point where government can generate adequate revenue to sustain and support its operations and perhaps drastically cut down on borrowing, interest rates will remain a challenge. Quote close, he said. Dr. Conte went on to say that Sierra Leone has had the opportunity of an extended credit facility program with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank that will drive the economy of this country for the next 3 years. The program, quote, he went on, has defined policies, criteria, benchmarks, and structural reforms which have been caged for the next 3 years. My first task will be to ensure that the monetary responsibilities of the program are adhered to. We must be seen to complying with the benchmarks because that will become the engine of growth for this country. The program is laying emphasis on growth sector, the agriculture, fisheries sectors, to be enhanced in terms of value addition export that will bring in the necessary foreign exchange earning to government. One of the innovations I have been thinking of since my nomination is the policy initiatives on how the Bank of Sierra Leone, for all practical purposes, could encourage commercial banks to give loan to farmers. Quote close, he said. Recommendation. Mr. Ambassador, the Right Honorable Speaker, Honorable Members, the committee adjourned the following nomination, presidential nomination, to be adequately qualified for his proposed appointment as Governor, Bank of Sierra Leone, and is accordingly recommended to the House for approval. Dr. Patrick Saidu Conte, Governor, Bank of Sierra Leone. Mr. Ambassador and the Right Honorable Speaker, Honorable Members, the ninth, please correct, change 8 to 9th. The ninth report is the unanimous decision of the committee. I therefore move that the ninth report of the fifth session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House and the recommendation contained therein be approved. Faithfully submitted, Honorable Commissioner, I'm a commissioner of the board here. Please take note of that. Essentially, thank you very much.
Any seconder?
Well, let me take the cue from the commissioner. Mr. Ambassador, the Right Honorable Speaker, I rise to second the motion as proposed by the Commissioner.
Mr. Commissioner, I noticed that the report is too verbose. I know, perhaps it's just because it's one person. There is no doubt about that. Now, Fodwe, Rado, we had resolved in this house, and the resolution of parliament is law. We had resolved in this house when I was in the opposition that the pause must not be as long as this. And resolutions are law. Parliament, please. Precisely, Veronica. He summarized. That was exactly what was agreed upon. And the motion was moved by the late AOD George. Veronica, you used to know him, not so? The late AOD George. Yes, come back. Honorable members, the question is that the ninth report of the fifth session of the Committee on Appointment and the Public Service be adopted by the House, and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Yes, Kumba.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well,
sorry, Mr. Deputy Speaker, did this thing stand? Oh, well, yes, you could have. If I happen to have caught it, if I happen to have caught his eye first, I would have called upon him. Go on, come back.
Mr. Speaker, the Sierra Leonean we have before us here for approval to serve as bank governor did massively acquit himself in the course of the interview, and the board, the interviewing board or the committee, found him more than adequately qualified for that position, as the report itself had said. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I was part of the committee that interviewed Dr. Patrick Saidu Conte. And of all the candidates that I have interviewed as a committee member, I have found Dr. Conte to be above, as a former teacher, to be above. If I were to grade him, he would be above A plus. The few comments I will make here as an old teacher like the ambassador, the Ms. Honorable Speaker himself,
a more senior teacher.
Ulat.
Come by, a more senior teacher than you. A more senior teacher than you, come by. Go on, come by.
We are very close. Can I have protection, Mr. Speaker?
Yeah.
Like I was saying,
order, honorable members, order. Yes, go on.
The few comments I will make here would not serve any further purpose, because Dr. Conte really suits the position he had been nominated to. And I will only appeal to this house to speedily give him the nod so that he can go and start the work. I thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Dixon. Binay, sorry, I know you are senior, but precisely.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, let me take the cue from the last speaker to say Dr. Patrick Conte before us here, let me start calling him Bank Governor. It's not only most suitable, but this is the first time since I entered Parliament that I've been so enthusiastic to praise a nominee from His Excellency President Anesco by Kuma. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, SO2, let me say this in Creole, if you can permit me. There is a proverb in Benin that says, anything we AB. We say anything we AB. No matter how you hibam, it will make sound. I know the commissioner tried to adjust this document, but because it concerns Dr. Patrick Conte, there was no way he can adjust this document more than this. And I believe...
Or less than that.
Or less. Less than this, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I believe today, Sierra Leone is about to take its rightful position in the economy of West Africa. I'm seeing this, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, because we have somebody in front of here this morning who doubles as an alternate executive director of no less a bank, but the Africa Development Bank. That tells you that the nominee before us this morning is capable, far more capable to handle our economy of this country. Since the advent of the likes of Dr. J.D. Rogers and few others, I think this is one of the best bank governors we are going to have in this country. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, I'm sure after March 2012, when Brigadier Julius Bula become a president, he will retain that gentleman as bank governor because he can serve the purpose of this country. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I hope that... Mr. Speaker, am I protected?
Hold on.
Mr. Speaker, that tells this nation that Dr. Patrick Conte cuts across party line. He's one of the few ministers of this government. I've never seen parading the street of Freetown like other minister does as APC. I'm not saying he is not, but he cuts across party line. That is the reason why I'm standing here at this. I know a lot of people are perturbed to see me praising a nominee of President Ernest Bai Koroma. But the fact remains, Mr. Speaker, the fact remains is that he's a nice gentleman.
Dixie Rogers, you are an honorable member of Parliament. Stop saying that.
Ujo, Mr. Speaker.
What? When something is good, it's good.
That's when what I'm saying. He's a very good gentleman.
Sit down. When something is good, it's good, and that is incontrovertibly so. When something is good, it's good. So stop saying that. Go on.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So let me rest my case by calling on my colleagues not to waste the time of Dr. Patrick Conte to approve him as the governor, our next bank governor of Sierra Leone. Thank you very much.
Binay Bangura.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Fully ready.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, let me start by thanking His Excellency the President for presenting to this noble house such a fine gentleman. Mr. Patrick Conte. is indeed a fine gentleman. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Mr. Patrick Conte, or Dr. Patrick Conte, is a man I admire over the years because his interest is geared towards the development of this country. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, today I'm forced again to say he has characteristics I do admire. Characteristics such as honesty, sobriety, and integrity. And integrity, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, when I was in the interview room, every member of that committee admired Mr. Patrick Conte. In fact, that is more reason why we have a lengthy statement here made by the clerk. We had not wanted him to stop at all. We want to continue on and on and on and on. But because time was of the essence at the time, we had to stop. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm going to be very brief. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm going to be very brief. Much has been said about Mr. Patrick Conte. Does it matter? Mr. Speaker, may I have your protection, please?
Now for the Rado. Bine is dead right. He's doctor. If he says Mr., that is reference to him. He's doctor, but Mr. Patrick Conte. Is that not his name? Go on.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Mr. Patrick Conte should consider himself very lucky because in Sierra Leone we have a population of more than 7 million people. I want to repeat myself. In Sierra Leone, we have a population of more than 7 million people. And for you to be chosen is indeed a blessing, and I consider him to be very, very lucky. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, a piece of advice for Dr. Conte. You know, when I was leaving this country for the United States, that was in 1974. Honorable members, please let me hear myself. Honorable members, please let me hear myself. When I was lit,
you have less than 10 seconds.
Mr. Speaker, as I was saying before I was interrupted, when I was leaving this country, the dollar was $1 to 1 leone. $1 to 1 leone. And now you can see how far the dollar has skyrocketed. So I want to crave the indulgence. I want to crave the indulgence of Dr. Patrick to do everything humanly possible to bring the dollar down, or the foreign exchange down. Because as I sit here, our people are suffering. And for some of us, let me hear myself, Honorable from Mr. Speaker, as I sit here, and
sit down, Benay, your time is up. Benay, in those days, 1-1, the dollar to the leone, the economy was still strong. That was over 50 years ago. And there is nothing personally Patrick Konte can do to bring it down. It is the forces of demand and supply. The market, only the market. But really, in his report, he did say something relating to that, but by implication. There is nothing he personally can do about that. The forces of demand. Fodirado.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I'm glad today we are seeing about the SFPP and the APC side, on either side. I'm thinking about the majority sitting on the other side. In the future event cast their shadow, so I am presuming now SFPP is on the other side. And on a more serious note, you see, there is this common saying in local parlance, Mr. Speaker, SO2, good player not defend for jazz. When you are good, you are good, Mr. Speaker. Today you have seen a complete manifestation of that. That not even the opposition.
Did you hear that?
Even the opposition.
You heard that, not so?
Is praising a nominee. That is telling you he is good. Mr. Speaker, let me give for myself. I'm a father of four. I have two boys, two girls. No, I don't have outside. I'm a father of four, Mr. Speaker. But I'm very, very friendly to two. I am very, to two wives, because I don't want to be like you. I am very, very fond of two. The reason is simple, because they are intelligent. I like intelligent people. Mr. Speaker, I start with you. I met you when you are not even majority leader. From your first debate, I said, he's an old man, but very intelligent. I like him. I like Alassan on that other side. Many a times when I stand there, I make preference to Alassan.
SPB has always been so, even from because, school.
Because?
From school days, SPB, they will tell you.
No, I'm just citing examples. Mm. On the other side, I'll just take one person. Alassan on that other side, I always like him, because he's intelligent. I like intelligent people. Again, okay, you want me to make mention of Deputy Speaker. The Deputy Speaker, when I was on my way out of Obey College, himself and Alvawet, they were coming in. I met him. I fell for him because he was intelligent. I was the person who committed the Honorable Cherry Coco to this house for Deputy Speaker. If you can recall, this is the very first sitting. Again, you can prove me right or wrong, whether he was a good man or a bad person. He's intelligent, he's good. I like intelligent people. So today, I'm coming again. Another very intelligent person to you. You see, I am one person who is not bothered about SLPP, APC. I'm talking about Sierra Leone. And I tell you for free, given the person I know, given his resume, you see, I was making some undertones, a lot of interjections to Mr. Speaker. I said, when somebody is good, it's good. When you interview somebody who is intelligent, you have no option but to present a bulky report like that. We have read reports here that are five lines. Five lines. Nothing to write home about. But if you were to give him the opportunity, you can write hundreds of pages on him. He can respond appropriately. But having said that, I have no doubt in you. But let me tell you that you are faced with an Herculean task. The economy is in a bad shape. We want to tap from your expertise. All your resume, I know you have performed very well at Commercial Bank. You came to the Ministry of Finance. You did extremely very well. That is why, Mr. President, saw nothing but to promote you. It's because of your hard work. I want you, when you take that hot seat, to work with your colleagues. We want to see this economy. You see, I have always said here, and I will continue to say it, when the economy is good, it's not going to be good for APC alone. It's going to be good for all of us. A bag of rice going for 250,000, you know, I'm going to buy. When Cherry Coco goes there, they are going to sell to him 250. When Radioki goes there, they sell to him 250. But when we have good people coming together, put their ideas together so that we can revamp the economy, when it goes down, they are going to sell to Cherry Coco 100,000. They sell to Radioki 100,000. There is no SNPP APC here. So let us look at Sierra Leone when we are nominating. Let us look at Sierra Leone when we are debating. When somebody is good, it's good. No doubt about that. And therefore, Dr. Conte, I have no doubt in you that you will perform. But I want you to understand that you'll be faced with Herculean tax. And that tax can only be surmounted when you put on your listing caps. I am praising you today because I know you can do it. But when you do not perform, I will oppose you again. That is rather okay. I have no friends when it comes to Sierra Leone. Today, in being sincere, Mr. Speaker, the man told you we have witnessed in the past few months an upsurge in interest rates. I'm a businessman in spite of being a politician. And that has hit me so much. Yeah? I remember at the time, 2 months ago, when I was transacting a business, it was 7.5. And now I went to repay that loan at 7,650. If I was indebted in 1 billion euro, do you know how much as a result of interest rate I have lost? For just calculate it's 150 euros. It's a big loss. That is why we have small business people having difficulties in growing. But if we have very good macroeconomic policies, stringent macroeconomic policies, and one of the major problems we have as a nation, as a country, is fiscal indiscipline. There is a lot of seepages within the economy. And it is these seepages I have always said we have to screw. We have to look at the bigger picture. You screw those seepages. Yeah? Look at flexible exchange rate. Look at flexible interest rate. Look at all of those theories that you have learned and see how best we can impact it practically on the economy. As long as the economy can move from here to some other level, we will win. March is the election. By January, we start talking politics. But for now, we should be talking Sierra Leone. And when it is good for all of us, it's better for all of us. Dr. Conte, I have no doubt, let me say again, I have no doubt in you, but you'll be faced with Herculean tax. Let us see how all of us as a nation can try to move the economy. We don't want to be played. I want you to move yourself from that illusion that we are hit by Ebola, we are hit by the IRR. SO2, what are we not to do? You don't get that again. Forget about that illusion. What are we not to do? So we should be thinking now, how do we revamp the economy? Because when you go to that scene, we were hit by Ebola, then you start shooting yourself in the leg. The iron ore. No. Think about how you can introduce new policies, how we as a nation can move this economy. Having said that, Mr. Speaker, if you allow me, I will say I will go on and on. He's a fine gentleman, a non-controversial nominee. Let us speedily ratify the gentleman so that he can take the seat. I thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable JB, representing the minority leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I honestly have to find great difficulty in, adding my voice to the nomination of Dr. Patrick Conte because he has been a friend since 2005. He has, he started proving himself when he was a risk manager at the Commercial Bank. Not because I was going for a loan, but because Every Sierra Leonean, the top management of Commercial Bank believed that he was going to manage that bank whilst he was an ex-manager. So my brother, you are a fine Sierra Leonean. The good thing about you is that you are homegrown. And once you are homegrown, you feel for the people of Sierra Leone. So today, if you're here, I'm glad that you are here. And I'm glad that every member of this house is ready to praise you. All because you are a fine man. During the interview, I've been one of the members of the appointment committee. During the interview, you gave us hope. Hope by saying the truth. You are the only man who have ever said before us that you will not celebrate lost Sierra Leone. You will appreciate it. What you will celebrate is how you can, or how as leaders, we can manage the economy of this country. Today, I'll be given the privilege to go sit in that chair. My brother, I trust you. My constituents do trust you. Many Sierra Leoneans do trust you. And we do believe we are going to do it. The other good thing I really learned about you was you have a home. Every sober-minded Sierra Leonean who has a very perfect home will always move on. With your banks, it's you and your wife and your kids. And if you practice that since you became a man, believe me, I do believe, honestly, we are going to help our economy to grow. There was this issue about us celebrating the loan that we received to move our small businesses in Sierra Leone. The SMEs. Our brother was saying, during the SFPP days, we are not giving, when it was time to go to election. Anytime you see international community giving more loans to a nation, not because they like that nation, not because they do believe the government is performing very well, it's simply because they want to carry the pain of the people of that nation. And if we are to celebrate that, we can celebrate it, but what our brother, whilst we are interviewing, said, we can put every effort in place to make sure that this country moves on.
Mr. Clark.
Let's give loans to farmers. Let's manage them. Let's see how we can manage our fishing industry. Let's do that. He has started thinking of ways that we can move this nation. Not to just go day in, day out and negotiate for loans. That would not help us. But to Brother Patrick, you told us of coming up with innovations. Please put up your thinking cap, listen to people, work with the Ministry of Finance, work with every other department that can give you help to move Sierra Leone. The issue of dollar is going in, it's not helping this country. If you have your way, help us see how we can realize a better exchange rate. If you have your way, make sure you go to IMF or wherever you can go to see that this country is moving on. You know, our brothers out there, once you say something that has to give a caution to this nation, they get jittery. They get jittery. You are a Sierra Leonean. SLPP, APC, we are not looking you from party line. We are looking you as a fine Sierra Leonean who has started from nowhere to somewhere. And if that is the case, I draw my hat to you. And I want to pay the indulgence of this house to speedily ratify you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to thank my colleague.
I have not asked you. The commissioner and acting majority. I have not asked you. JB, If you look at the report, Patrick said Sierra Leone is mainly import driven. That has implications, really, for the dollar being where it is. Import driven. It can only come down if we try to export. Market forces, simple economics. Simple economics. And by the way, whenever the Honorable Foderado speaks economics, the financial set is always proud of him because he taught him at Friday College. That is Edmond Kodema. Now, the Honorable Commissioner and Acting Majority Leader, please.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador, Honorable Speaker. Thank you very much, Honorable Members, more so to those who contributed to this confirmation hearing. I'll try to be brief. I want to thank His Excellency the President for nominating Dr. Patrick Saidu Konte to the office of Bank Governor. Honorable Members, you will agree with me, one of the most important offices, or one of the important offices in the country, is that of the Governor of the Bank of Sierra Leone. He's coming into this office to work with an able deputy governor, who is a seasoned governor, who has served the Bank of Sierra Leone for quite some time, and even before that overseas. So I should say, Dr. Konte is blessed to work with somebody comfortably, who is comfortable with the issues at the Bank of Sierra Leone. I want to refer to my colleague who referred to the, made mention about the report here. When the report was forwarded to me by the director of committee, I reduce it by 2 pages. I'm referring to the Honorable Speaker statement here. I had to reduce the report because I realized that time is of its essence today because we have to meet other offices after the sitting, immediately after sitting. So that's why I said we should do something to cut down.
That is never a reason. That is not.
I'll take it back. Thank you very much. Just a few words, Patrick. You're coming in as Bank Governor. You have a lot of challenges at the office of the Bank Governor. Failure is not an option. Do the best you can to prove yourself that you're qualified and fit to serve as Bank Governor. And please try to open up to your deputy, who is a seasoned banker at the Bank of Sierra Leone. I should also remind you, the Committee on Finance, which I chaired, also oversees the activities of the Bank of Sierra Leone. And I hardly compromise my position if there is a report submitted to me. I'll look into it very carefully together with my colleagues in the Committee on Finance and do the most honorable thing. So I would hope you open up and try to work as a team with the sitting Deputy Bank Governor to improve the economy. Yes, if I'm to reach you after the hearing, taking it from 1 to 10 and 10 being the highest, I'll give you 9.9. Bye. So with these few words, I want to call on my colleagues to please approve our friend, our brother, and a nationally productive man to serve as Bank Governor for the Bank of Sierra Leone. Thank you very much.
Honorable members, the question is that the ninth report of the fifth session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service has been ratified.
Patrick, after being extolled in such superlative terms by members of parliament, all I'm left to say is to wish you well. I congratulate you. But remember, the expectations are high. Members do admire you, not necessarily because you have a PhD. Not necessarily because you have a PhD, because you have been applying yourself well. So when you occupy the office, please be reminded that you are a PhD holder and you have to apply yourself in such a way that it will be known. It will be made known to everybody that indeed you are a PhD. That is what is important. Application is education. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Announcement. The pre-legislative meeting that commenced yesterday with NEC, the Attorney General and Parliament will continue today in committee room number one immediately after adjournment.
Hassan. Honorable members, the House is adjourned to Thursday, the 20th of July 2017. Thursday, the day after tomorrow, 20th of July 2017, at 10 a.m.